This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and we want to give a shout out to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage and City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Hey, I hope you're having a great weekend. Now is time for fall. Some people are looking forward to it. I'm not one of those so much. I mean, even though it's nice weather, what have you, during a, I remember they used to call it Indian summer. I don't know if they still call that, but it's beautiful colors, that sort of thing. But you know what? We don't have much of a fall here, in my opinion. It goes straight to winter, and I'm not a winter person. So I look forward to the spring. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed your last couple of weeks of beautiful weather. I have. You know, sometimes it really surprises me when certain things happen within a community, and I have to hear it from people, from other people, neighbors, people that are interested in certain topics. And one thing that really got to me, and the reason why it got to me is because I didn't hear from my representative in the area that I live. So we're going to talk about the Fountain Valley and quote-unquote water issue, okay? And if you've lived here long enough, you've probably heard about it. And now the Air Force Academy has come to light that there's been some well water issues in that area. So who do I lean toward to get the most information and to get accurate information is Liz Rosenbaum. And I've got Liz Rosenbaum in the studio with me today. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I am doing great. Hey, so let's go through the history of this quote-unquote water issue. And I think it was it 2 years ago when it came
three
to light?
3 years ago, 2016.
Okay. And it came to light because, to my understanding, the EPA changed the standards for toxins in our water. Is that correct? Is that what came to light?
Right. They did an update of an acceptable MCL, which is a maximum contaminant level, the highest amount allowable before it starts affecting our health.
Okay, so they raised it or they lowered it?
They lowered it and they made it at an advisory. So before it was an emerging contaminant that has been used for decades. And it started popping up on the radar when a lawsuit was won by attorney Rob Blott. And that identified when and where these chemicals were manufactured and how it affected the health of the people around the factory that produced it.
Okay, so the EPA came in, and I just know, let's just say security water, okay?
Sure.
So that was, to my understanding, that's where it was detected.
That's the most contaminated. Yes.
Okay. So that came to light, and it was in the TV, it was in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a squat from my representative in that area, because I do own a property down in that area. Didn't hear a thing. When you own a property in a certain area, no matter if you own numerous properties, whatever, you expect something from your representative. Mm-hmm. Something in the mail, a knock on the door, something.
A statement.
A statement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something. And to this day, I've never received that, that home in that area. So what really got to me was this contaminant. And come to find out then, it's a foam, right? It's a cleaning foam that they used on airplanes at Peterson.
It is a fire retardant.
Fire
foam.
Retardant. Okay.
Yes, it puts out, it was essentially designed to put out jet fuel fires in the 1950s when jet planes came into play. So it was a very specific chemical that off of that branched 5,000 different variations of the chemical. And not only is it in toxic firefighting foam, which is what I like to call it because it's perfluorinated. I can't pronounce it, right? So, or a triple F class B firefighting foams. There's so many different terms for this. The kicker is that when chemical manufacturers start lobbying for their products to be used and getting, well, to me, the downfall is the chemical manufacturers made it a requirement for the areas that use their foam to use it in training.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they couldn't practice with something else. They had to use this foam. And then what happened after that is the chemical manufacturers said the foam is like soap. So people were using this without the knowledge that it causes severe cancers, particularly testicular cancer in firefighters, because that's the most vulnerable spot on their uniform. So this foam is being used for practice who knows how many times since the 1970s in our area, and how many people have done it. Currently, 70 to 90,000 people live here, depending on, you know, how wide out you put the boundary, right? So this chemical is being used all the time. When they're done, it just soaks into the ground. So the initial site was 88,000 parts per trillion of this toxic firefighting foam contamination within the water, our aquifer area. And the measurements of soil contamination versus water contamination are significantly different because this foam goes to water. It doesn't stay in the soil. It moves along with the water. So it doesn't stick in our pipes, so far that we know of, follows the flow of water. And then as it plumes out over decades and years, and we're going to always have this problem. So people on private wells, south, north, east, west, all directions, this does go up.
Folks are talking about security Whitefield Fountain area.
Right. So if you have a private well and say 3 years ago you had it tested, you need to keep getting it tested because your levels may rise because the plume goes out.
Okay. Just to inform the public now, we want you to know that the water that is being received now in these areas are for security. It's Colorado Springs water.
Correct.
And then for Whitefield and Fountain, what are they doing?
It depends on the type of year that we have. Most of the time, they're using water that is surface water that is not from our aquifer. So it is the water within our aquifer under the ground that has been contaminated that will always have to filter unless science, you know, technology changes and we can clean that. Right now, we can't. So depending on what time of year, Whitefield and Fountain are filtering and blending the water with the Southern Delivery System, Pueblo Reservoir, and everything is at a non-detect for the really toxic substances.
So that's a good thing.
Right, right. And it is a good thing because this was just an advisory. An advisory means it's not enforceable. So all of these water districts that did something immediately, it's saving our lives.
Right.
Because they didn't have to, but they're so community minded. And we have great people on the water district boards, the water district managers, all of them. So in the beginning, I think, you know, a lot of the anger was directed towards the water districts. They didn't even know that this contamination was really there. Roy Heald, the water director of security, found out from Patty St. Louis, the Fountain Valley newspaper editor.
Right.
Because she read it in the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
Right. So if you're a water district manager and you find out through the New York Times that your water is contaminated through the Fountain Valley News. So the whole system of alerting community of what's going on, we've been the guinea pig since the beginning.
Right.
The great thing about being the guinea pig since the beginning is we also have the opportunity to make positive changes in how something like this is conveyed to the community. And Whitefield Water District did a giant ionic exchange, which is a reverse osmosis. That is groundbreaking technology that is now being used across the United States and something Fountain is now switching over to.
Okay.
So, I mean, just the communication with our water district directors has been
They've been extremely
amazing.
Proactive since the beginning.
Right. And they didn't cause this contamination.
No,
they didn't
not.
Know it was there.
Right.
People using it didn't know. You know, when you're told it's like soap.
Right.
And I went to Boston in June for the second national PFAS conference. So I got the opportunity to listen to independent scientists give the research findings of how this is affecting health in different communities. And like I said, there's 5,000 different types of chemicals within this PFAS family. And we have the contamination from toxic firefighting foam of it. Some communities have it because there's a manufacturing facility that makes it.
Oh, boy.
Some places have it because our human bio waste from your water treatment plants is bagged up and used as fertilizer on fields, like in Alabama.
Ah.
So you could have a contamination from the waste products of the people who have been consuming it unknowingly.
Right.
It's a mess.
It sounds like a mess. And so people that have been living in the Security Whitefield Fountain area, of course, unbeknownst to the water providers there, they've been exposed to this for a long time.
Right. So if you lived here before 2015.
In those areas.
That's where you need to be concerned about tracking certain types of health concerns ahead of time. Now, getting the Surgeon General or our state health department on board with making a good solid, please get some pre-screening for these health effects just to be on the safe side. Getting good solid promotion for that has been a struggle and something that the Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition members have now shifted our focus to. When we started the coalition in November 2016, it was a way to just learn what is this PFAS? How did it get there? Then once we were educated by having monthly guest speakers, then we changed our focus.
And now you've got a group of people that are studying, such as yourself, and actually going to D.C.
Yes.
For us.
I did get a chance to go to D.C. I had a family member there. So, you know, I kind of turned in a visit with someone special to walking up and talking to our elected officials.
All right. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to go for a break. And when we come back, Liz Rosenbaum with the Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition is going to join me. Still, we're going to talk more about this water, what has happened in the past, the future outlook, and what people might want to consider doing if they've lived in this area. So come on back, listen, and learn.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I have Liz Rosenbaum. She's with the Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition. We've been talking about how Security Whitefield and Fountain Water was, in essence, polluted with pollutants that the water companies that service this area had no clue. They did not know, but they certainly are proactive now. Their water source now is clean. There's no issues. But let's talk about the after effects and what people can do. Is there a certain doctor that they need to go to? And what are they looking for?
Right. If you want to look at a list of potential health problems, the CDPHE website, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, has a great resource tool that you can access. Then there's the sticky situation of the statute of limitations with your health records.
Okay. You said the CDPHE?
Yes.
Is that .com or?
I'm not sure. Just use Google CDPHE and it pops right up.
So that's
and then they have a link.
Okay, CDPHE. So just Google it and then?
Right. So they have a link, a tab that says PFAS, P-F-A-S, PFAS contamination. Don't ask me how to say the chemistry name of that.
PF what?
P-F-A-S.
Okay.
So we just say PFAS.
It sounds like a college test, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, PFAS, PFOA, right? Like PFAS.
Right. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So PFAS. So P-F-A-S.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And you can go there and click through the options. Just a few weeks ago, well, in June, they were a guest speaker with our coalition in June, and we really went through some clarification within the website, you know, where we had questions now that we're more informed with recent scientific studies. Mm-hmm. You know, we asked them to update a few spots and make it more user-friendly, and they did right away. They are really on top of things. We wish they could do more as, you know, as a state health department. However, there are literal laws in place that prevent them from doing certain things.
So new state law?
Yes, we should.
New state law?
If in doubt, right.
Right.
The state law that we got passed this year bans the use of toxic firefighting foam from the state level on down. So the contamination that was just announced south of the U.S. Air Force Academy is going to be happening quite a bit throughout the state of Colorado. Our law goes into effect January 2020.
But that's state. Does that state affect level. Federal? Will the
no,
military
it does not.
Continue to use these toxins?
So far, the Peterson Air Force Base has issued a statement that they are no longer using it for training like they had in the past.
No, but they're going to use it for preventative reasons?
Yeah. So at the national level, there's the National Defense Authorization Act that should be passed this month. And it always gets passed on time because it involves paycheck for our military service members.
Okay.
So that's where, with the NDAA, every politician sticks on something to get passed.
So this happened on Peterson. Did that affect the housing area on Peterson Air Force Base?
No. They get all their water from Colorado Springs Utilities. And I've been privy to some emails that they've sent out to their service members. Say, don't worry, you all are fine.
But it's us down.
But it's everybody else they kind of don't mention in those emails.
So, yeah, that's a lot of people.
It is.
It
was created in the 1950s and started to be used in the 1970s. Here's where the outrage kicks in. In 1991, Fort Carson looked into no longer using these PFAS foams because they were determined to be toxic. They put together a citizen advisory group to partner with them to phase it out, and they stopped using it in 1997. So how far away is Fort Carson from Peterson Air Force Base?
Right.
Well, Peterson Air Force Base partners up with Colorado Springs Airport. So now you have FAA with another federal entity continued using it. So for certain people to be in charge at the level in which they are to say, we didn't know, the long timers here say, we did know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, but there weren't any laws to ban it. And laws were actually in place to use this in training.
Well, and you weren't around.
I moved here in 2000.
Right. You were with your husband
who's in the
military.
I was in Germany at that time.
Right.
Yeah, we were in the Army.
Let's talk a little bit about Liz Rosenbaum.
Sure.
How did you get involved in this and why?
I got involved in this because I really wanted to be more involved in my community. And at the time, I was running for county commissioner. And I heard about this before it was really announced to the public from Roy Heald.
Right.
And I was like, what's happening? So I started talking about it. Because I talk about whatever is important to our community.
Right.
And at first, people didn't believe me. Like, what can you do about it? You're just a regular person.
Right.
Well, the day after I lost my election, that's what my husband said. You're a regular person. Just do something. Look at all of these people who voted for you. And you're talking about the water. It doesn't change the fact whether you were elected or not. You can still do something. So
impact.
I stayed up all night and wrote up, what would we call ourselves? What would we do? And invited people over to my house. We started talking about, next thing I know, my husband and my son are like, there's a lot of people in our tiny little 900 square foot house. So then we moved into a bigger area for our monthly meetings, and it's just grown from there. And we just got our state law passed this year, and we have a new one we need to focus on. And all of this is bipartisan.
It's all bipartisan, but you know, it blows my mind, and it shouldn't, because it just takes one person to start a movement, and you started that movement. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I know the entire community wants to thank you.
What's interesting is that so many of those elected officials who kept saying, oh, it's not a big deal, are now on our side because we invited them to our meetings and we did the research with them. It is a big deal. And one of them even signed on to our law.
You know, living in that area for, 23 years, I think I had been living there for 3 years before I got really, really sick. We bought the house in 98, and man, I just started getting sick. And shortly thereafter, my physician called me and told me, hey, there's been some issues with the water plume down there from Schlage. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I called up Affordable Water, who does water purification systems in the home. And I got that in my home, and I It's a sophisticated water purification system.
Just and that's make the only sure drinking you dispose water I of have. The filters?
They do it. They come once a year, and I think there's three or five, I can't remember, filters in my system. But that's what I did. But now, of course, we have Colorado Springs water, which is fantastic water. It tastes really good. The funny thing about this is that even back before this discovery, people thought that the water down in Fountain Valley tasted really good,
Right, it did. This is a tasteless, odorless, you wouldn't know.
Right, you would have
clearly,
absolutely
nobody
no
knew.
Clue.
Nobody
right?
knew.
It's like radon. You just don't know, right? It could be there and you just have no clue. You know, you've been an activist for this through your own expense. You're not an elected official, but I know you're running for office, aren't you?
Yes, I am going to run for House District 21. I announced on August 26th, which is the 99th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, giving most women the right to vote in the United States. Like anything that's ever done within the government, you're going to have to spend a lot of time fixing and tweaking to make it better.
So District 21, what area is that?
That is the southwest corner of El Paso County. Fountain, Widefield, Security, Hanover, Midway.
And was Hanover and Midway, was there water affected also? A lot of them have wells, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So if you have private well water, just keep getting it tested. And you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition. And I can put you in touch with some resources there. You can contact the county commissioner in that area is Commissioner Lojenos Gonzalez. And you can reach out to him. There's some testing that's available. But it took us a little while to get everyone feeling more safe about their wells. But if your water is less than 70 parts per trillion, the DOD will not put in a filtration system for you. So where I live in Midway, it's 50 parts per trillion. Nothing's getting filtered.
So nothing. So what are people doing there?
I'm buying bottled water from Colorado Springs, and I just got it delivered to my house today.
Oh, okay.
So I pay attention to where is the water sourced from, and then it's not only are your filters, important to be changed out, but we worked with local Fountain City Council, Sharon Thompson, and she has a drop-off point at the Fountain Recycling Center for your filters.
Very cool. Hey, if you want to get in touch with Affordable Water, they're the ones who I purchased my system through. Their number is 548-0313. That's 548-0313. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. If you want to reach Liz, you can go to the Facebook page, Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition. There's a lot of people on that page. I'm on there. Lots of information in there. And you got any questions, just go in there. Again, that's Facebook page, Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition. Good luck to you going for your District 20 representation. I hope you win.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, I've got some great news. I've got two $20 certificates to go to Tucano's. You ever been to Tucano's? Hey, you know where the IMAX Theater is off of Powers? It's right there. They've got this delicious salad bar. And they are a churrasco type of restaurant. It's a Brazilian grill. If you haven't been there, hey, you've really cheated yourself. We're going to give away two $20 gift certificates. I know you want them. Be the fifth caller. Give us a ring at 473-1240. That's 473-1240. Hey, so I hope you got a lot of information today. I know I did. But the good thing is this. There is some really good water flowing through those pipes these days, and that's because of people being proactive. Again, go to Facebook page, Fountain Valley Clean Water Coalition. Hey, don't think that you can't sell your real estate property in the fall months and the winter months. We are here for you. City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Give us a phone call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Go to our website at cityofcs.com. Love to hear from you. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic week. Remember, arrive alive. Do not text and drive, or I'm going to be after you. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late. Become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.